The following program is produced and distributed by KETR.org. You can help by visiting KETR.org and clicking donate.
Welcome to our first Lions Roar for 2018 here live from the KETR studios on the Texas A&M Commerce Campus and the Lions Sports Network. Director of Athletics Tim McMurray, and it's as we celebrated certainly a historic end to 2017 for Lion Athletics, the football national championship. We sent Coach Carthel out on the road recruiting. He and all of his coaches are attending their national convention this week and then getting right back out on the road recruiting after their dead period, because we've got to make up obviously for 5 weeks of not being on the road because we were on the road playing football, which is fantastic. So we'll bring Coach Carthel in and various guests throughout the spring from campus partners and the community to talk about what this championship means, not just for our athletic program, but certainly for us as an institution and how we expand that to our alumni base and throughout our region. And certainly what we've done nationally has helped us tell our Lion athletic story better. With that, very exciting time of the year, because now we can focus our Lions Roar for hopefully about the next 10 weeks on men's and women's basketball. And certainly as we, not an afterthought, we put a lot of intentional effort. We had four conference games, very important conference games before Christmas break. Unfortunately, we're in the midst of a 3- and 5-day stretch here without our students back. But both our men and women have persevered. Our marketing external team has done a great job of populating holiday crowds, and now we get the chance to talk to this to both of our coaches here in the studio about early season success. So we'll be joined here by Jason Burton in segment one, Melanie Ransom from our women's basketball team in segment two, and then our head men's basketball coach, Jared Von Rosenberg, in segment three. So at this point, let's welcome in Coach Burton. Coach, great to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2018, we're off to a 5-1 start as we record this. But before we talk about the 5-1 in the conference, let's talk about, even though it doesn't count in the overall record, let's talk about what happened on December 29th, because I think any time, not just from an exposure and a confidence perspective, any time we have a victory over a Division I program, you know, the bottom line is they're recruiting to compete in that Division I conference, in this case, Conference
right.
USA. But let's talk about the big win over UTSA and all the activities leading up to the trip.
For us, that was huge, just for the simple fact that we had lost two games prior to that. And looking at SFA as a game, even though it was an exhibition as well, just from a confidence standpoint, you want to win that third game. You never want to lose two competitions in a row. And so we went down there and really proud of the fact that we had 7 days off. You know, the D2, they make you have a mandatory 7-day break for Christmas. And to come back and only have two practices, and then you turn around and you play a Conference USA team on the road and never trail in the entire game, that gave us so much confidence going into our homestand that we're in right now. And it carried over to Kingsville. Carried the lead for pretty much the whole game versus Kingsville, and then have a big win on Saturday versus Angelo State. So it did a lot for us. Did a lot for us as far as I think every player on our team either played Division I or had aspirations at some point of playing Division I. And so when you have those games, you're always thinking that I can play on this stage. And it's one thing to think, and it's another thing to actually do it. And really proud of our team for going down there and doing that.
And you touched on it just in the last, you know, what, 10 days since that happened, being able to use that in practice, because the bottom line is, whether they're 2-9, 9-2, those kids were recruited to compete in Conference USA.
Right.
And so beating UTSA doesn't get us access. It doesn't help our regional ranking. It doesn't guarantee us our seed in the Lone Star Tournament. It certainly doesn't guarantee us an NCAA regional berth. But like you said, that just using those teaching moments in practice, so one thing I know, having watched a couple of practices lately, you talk about maintaining that focus, jumping out 15-0 on St. Mary's and then not being able to finish.
Right.
Talk about what the lesson from that win, you know, that you and your coaches have used a little bit so far.
Our mantra has been 40 minutes. you got to play 40 complete minutes, and it doesn't matter, you know, what we're doing on the scoreboard during the time, but it's playing a certain way for 40 minutes and playing A&M Commerce basketball, and that's winning the 50-50 balls. That's boxing out when the shot goes up. That's running the floor hard. We don't walk on the floor. We don't jog on the floor. And it's making sure we execute at a high level every single time, because through the course of the game, if you do that for 40 minutes, we believe we're going to win every game. And I think that since Christmas break, that's been our focus, is playing 40 minutes. We've realized now that, okay, you go back and look at certain games. You look at Pueblo. You look at St. Mary's. There's certain games that we played well for a stretch of the game, but it wasn't for 40 minutes. And so it's all about playing for 40 minutes. And even if you're not in the game, how are you making an impact during that 40 minutes of the game?
Last time this program started 5-1 in Lone Star Conference play was 2006-07. That was a special season for the program. We can talk about that a little bit, but I really want to focus in on what that means. You know, we had two, you know, we've had four at home so far and two on the road, and got a chance to really get a taste as we're basically now a third of the way through the league race.
Right.
Talk about initial impressions, where we are. Obviously, 6-0 is ideal, but 5-1's a pretty good start.
Yeah, and that one loss, I thought we shot ourselves in the foot. We didn't shoot free throws well that game, and in a close game that you lose at Midwestern, you got to hit free throws, and that's kind of been an Achilles heel for us this year that we're working to improve. But you know, you look at 5-1, and you look at the home stretch that we're on right now. We've always talked about you got to take care of home, no matter what happens. You got to take care of home. They're must wins for us, and so that when you win at home, it puts you in a position, especially with the stretch that we're on right now of having, you know, five home games in a row. It puts you in position to control your own destiny right now, and right now we're in that position. We're 5-1. We're second place in conference, and the only team ahead of us is 6-0. So we're one game out, and we'll play them in 2 weeks. And so, right now it's just one game at a time. We're not trying to look too far ahead or trying to look back at what happened in 06-07. We're looking at what we can do right now, and I think our non-conference schedule really prepared us for where we're at right now. And Tarleton's it's always been a team it's been a close game. They're always been good. They went to the postseason last year. They pretty much knocked us out of the postseason last year, and so we're trying to figure out what we have to do to win the game ahead of us right now, and that's it. And so we're happy to be 5-1, but right now we're focused on how do we get to 6-1.
Yep. Perfect. So here's the 100th game coming up here in your tenure here at A&M Commerce, and that's probably not something until you reviewed the questions before the show today that you were even thinking about.
Right.
But that is a milestone, and not every coach gets to do that at any level, at any institution. Just a few memories, highlights, marks. You know, the great thing is, you know, I've talked about the last 2 years into season, pleased with progress, nowhere near satisfied.
Right.
Because we still have a lot of goals that we haven't accomplished with this program.
A lot of goals, a lot of growth, but I found out yesterday in an interview yesterday that today's going to be the 100th game I've coached here, and more than anything, happy with the growth. Where we started to where we're at right now, and to even be sitting at 5-1 and having a chance to really be at the top of this league, and that's something that didn't happen overnight. It was built, and how we've built things, the players that we brought in are proud of. You know, what we've done academically. Every year we get better academically in the classroom. Every year I feel like we're able to bring in a higher quality of student athletes. And go back to the UTSA thing and how big that win is, because you start talking to players and everybody thinks that Division I is better. Well, we had an opportunity to go and play Division I on the road and we beat them. And so it's not about it being Division I. It's about going to a quality place. And what we have here, what our administration, what you helped to build here is – an incredible place, and that's why you're able to win a national championship in football. That's why men's basketball is able to go off to the start that they have right now, and we're having the success we're having. And so I'm proud.
And we're talking about an event center.
And an event center. So it just gets better and better, and that's the main thing I'm proud with this 100th game coming up, and hopefully can have another 100. I'd like to see this thing continue to build and continue to get to the point where we're talking about postseason and making runs that football is making.
Terrific. Hey, look forward to tonight. Big one with Tarleton State. They're all big from here on out.
Yeah, I think it's only fitting, too, that the 100th game was against Tarleton State. We feel like we play them more than anybody else, and it's definitely a rivalry.
Yeah, for some reason, you schedule them 5 or 6 times a year right now.
We finally have the setup where I can jump in. I'm off camera, but I can say this. Apparently, it's Tarleton's coach's 100th game tonight as well.
Wow.
That's kind of weird.
And there's nobody that else in America that would have known that.
No, that's so all Marcus. That's all
we've
Marcus.
We've got a... This is a nice added feature, though. We can kind of do it Dan Patrick style, or
but I'm off camera, so it's even better.
Yeah, we're
yes, because you definitely have a face for it.
Yeah, my dad told me that once. It's perfect.
Just once. Okay. Anyway, we'll probe into that debate a little bit later in the
show. We've got all semester.
Exactly. So hey, really appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight. I know you guys need to go get shoot around and pregame in, and we're going to talk to Melanie here and let you guys lock in on tonight.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Burton. We'll see you next week. We'll be back in segment 2 with Melanie Ransom.
The program you're enjoying right now was made possible by a group of folks just like you who make contributions to public radio. Support programs just like this one. Visit KETR.org and click donate.
Back in segment two on Lions Roar, sticking with our women's basketball theme here and joined by senior transfer Melanie Ransom. Melanie, welcome. Good to have you. I know the answer to this question because I asked you during your recruiting visit last spring or maybe early summer. Joined us from Davidson. Have a year of eligibility left. So talk about, for all of our fans and alumni listening, what sold you on Commerce in this program?
I think the main thing that sold me on my visit was just the family atmosphere that I saw when I was here. And I don't even think I was here for 24 hours, a very quick visit. But just the time that I was here, I was able to see that everybody in the program, from the coaches and the players, they all like cared about each other, loved each other. And it was a winning program, so I wanted to be a part of that. So, yeah.
So, Dave, beautiful part of the country, obviously coming from North Carolina and back to Commerce. Commerce, obviously, in Northeast Texas, lots to do in this region, but, you know, obviously very different campus feel. But talk about some things that you like specifically about the campus and the community and being in this region.
The weather.
Even last weekend?
Last weekend, too. I'm from Chicago, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's right. I love the
heat. No lake effect down here.
Not at all. I'm a summer baby, born in July, so summer, I love that. So the fact that nice. December was 20, that's the worst it's going to get. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. When people are layering up at 50, you kind of get a chuckle, don't you? Yeah.
No, because I was in North Carolina for a little bit.
It's, oh, that's true.
It's kind of cold there, but it's not as bad as Chicago, but it's still a little bit cold, so I don't know. I'm used to people complaining about the 50 now. And I think I got like a, I don't know, my dad when I was home said like a thin, my blood's thinning out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we lived in Illinois for 4.5 years. I came back and now I'm back in my Texas blood. But yeah, it took
I
a
like
little
the
bit.
Heat.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, early start to the season, little bit up and down in December. And now as conferences hit, looks like the team and certainly you with some more increased minutes have kind of found the stride. What's been your early impressions of the season, whether it's from a competitive level or just the schedule we faced? And as we head into really the meat of conference play, what are your impressions so far?
We obviously didn't get out to the start that we wanted, but I think with conference coming around and we're 5-1, 6-1, 5-1,
yes.
I don't know. I think that conference play, we're doing pretty good, and I think we want to keep that going. So just focusing on winning our conference games and where we want to be at the end of the season, I think that's more what we're focused on now than the earlier losses.
Very good. Yeah, put it in the rearview mirror, right?
Yeah.
All right, really quick, fun part of the show. We'll do a lightning round. Show you're watching on Netflix right now. Are you watching anything on Netflix?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
what do you watch then? What do you do like on your downtime?
Okay.
Or on the bus.
This Is Us comes back on tonight.
Okay. This Is Us.
So you're a crier. That's what.
No, not really, but I love that show. I might not stay for the boys game, but you know, I'll be there watching the tweets. But This Is Us, 8 p.m.
We're going to have to.
Everybody watch it.
We're going to have to script these interviews a little better.
I was going
to
say, you know they tape these things. They put them on the internet.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm just here.
I know. How about I DVR it for you and you watch,
okay,
stay for the men's game?
I'll stay.
Yeah, we need as many people as we can get in there with the students gone this, right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you threw me off here. So what about on the bus if you're not in Netflix? What do you do on the when you guys leave for Permian Basin and Canyon next week? What's getting on the bus with you?
Getting on the bus, I'll probably have my phone, Spotify,
okay,
listening to, I don't know. We'll just click the shuffle and whatever goes, I go.
But what's in the shuffle? Are we a little bit of everything?
Yeah, pretty much. Right now, I know Coach Burton knows the Walls group. We listen to that, to a gospel group.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Any smooth jazz on Spotify for you? No,
not really, no.
All right, we'll work on that too. So I got a DVR the show for you tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Get you some smooth jazz.
Here's the paper. I'll get the checklist going.
Favorite meal?
Favorite meal? I like seafood. It's not a meal, but
fantastic.
I got one to jump in here. How long you were in North Carolina for 3 years, right?
Four years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So which one do you miss more, Bojangles or Cookout?
Bojangles.
I was going to say, they're both strong choices. I was in South Carolina for 10 years, so
Bojangles,
I know.
Bojangles, yeah.
I'll go with Bojangles.
Cookout shakes, though.
Yes. I need one right
cookout
now.
Cookout shakes.
That'd be good.
All right. Well, we just maybe sold a sponsorship to Cookout. Well,
if we can get a Cookout in Texas, I guarantee we will sell a sponsorship to them.
But that's not a call to action, Jared Knight. Don't worry. We're not violating any,
Don't worry. This is podcast. We're fine.
That's right. No, that's right. All right, so hopefully we'll have you back later. Like I said, hopefully we're taping these with basketball well into March. I think this team still has its best basketball in front of it, so thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Melanie Ransom will be back in segment three with our 18th-ranked men's basketball leader, Jared Von Rosenberg. Back after this.
This show and others like it from KETR.org are made possible by generous contributions from listeners just like you. Donate today at KETR.org.
Back in our final segment here on Lions Roar from KETR Studios and the Lions Sports Network, I'm Tim McMurray, joined in segment three by the leader of our currently 18th, hopefully a little bit higher later today, ranked men's basketball squad, Jared Von Rosenberg. Coach, good to have you.
Absolutely.
Man, that Arkansas Fortune loss sucked.
No, yeah.
I'm kidding.
I forgot about it.
I know. We're going to put it in the rear view. Actually, it was during our national championship game. I was pulling double duty, hitting refresh on live stats and But you know, as you and I've talked about, there was a method to madness to scheduling that one, and to be the best in March, we need to play some of the best in December. Gave a bunch of new guys that you're bringing together, and I couldn't be more proud of. You know, you bring in 10 newcomers, you gel them with three returning guys. One of those guys, Trey Washington, hadn't even really been on the floor very much because of his injury. So you're putting together these 12 and hopefully soon to be 13 new personalities. So talk about the value of that kind of challenging road game.
Well, you look at our schedule going into the year, Coach Walker scheduled a lot of the games, and I had to come in April and fill the gaps where we needed. And we added that Arkansas-Fort Smith game and tournament where we played Roger State, who's also 10-3, in the Heartland Conference. And that was a really good weekend. I think being on the road in general, for so long, you might think that's bad, but it really, I think, did a good job of teaching our group with talking about trainers to managers to players that when we go on the road in early November, it's just us. We maybe had two or three fans from friends in the area, but go up to Kansas City and, we have two parents in the stands and that's it. And, really talk about coming together. We've got to come together with a common goal, a plan, and we've got to execute it as a group. And everybody's responsible for helping that process. It's not just the five guys on the floor at that one time. And I think winning those games on the road, just us per se, really helped us come together early. And then we go play Arkansas Fort Smith. I probably shouldn't admit this, but, when teams out warming up, I was watching the beginning of the national championship game on my phone. Thank you for ESPN3. But it was a really, looking back now, that it was a great game. I'm glad we played it. Obviously, we'd like to come out on top, but we've talked all year about just putting ourselves in position in the last 4 minutes to give ourselves a chance to win. Mm-hmm. And against a really good team like Arkansas Fort Smith, we did that. And we had a chance to win. We had two shots to win the game, and they didn't fall. And that's a game of basketball. But, just to put ourselves in that position on the road, I think that helps us tremendously going through the rest of the season.
17-point deficit on Saturday overcame that, similar to what we did at Midwestern State on the road earlier in the year. At some point you don't want to have to recall revisionist history, but I was really impressed because it's the first time, obviously, that Midwestern State game was on the road, and I don't know where we were, but we were, I'm sure, somewhere.
We were on an airplane to somewhere.
We were coming back from Minnesota, probably, right?
I was on a bus.
Yeah, anyway.
in a different state.
Yeah, anyway, we, two of those very early in conference play, a lot of lessons to come from it. And one thing I really liked on Saturday was your demeanor from 21-6 didn't change versus what you may have been going through later in the game when we had a little bit more of a cushion and protected. Talk about not just your style and approach, but that's obviously probably helped the learning curve on gelling these 10 new guys into the program.
Absolutely. On the scoreboard, maybe they were the same, but I thought Midwestern and Angela were totally different from the standpoint that Midwestern game, You know, I'll take a little blame for the way we started that game. I don't think offensively we put ourselves in great positions to get good shots. They did a great job of not letting us run our stuff and getting up and pressuring us. And then we made some adjustments, and that ended up working out well for us. Against Angelo, put on the guys a little bit, just not coming out with the same intensity ready to play. But I will say that in the game of basketball, I liked the shots we got. And that's the only reason I was calm, not because of the score. I liked the shots we got. And for the most part, I liked the shots that we gave up. You know, contested jump shots from guys that we didn't have pegged as guys that were known as shooters or whatever the case may be. So, you know, you miss seven or eight shots where they're good looks, and a team makes six or seven, eight shots that maybe you play pretty good defense. I think over the course of 40 minutes, if you continue to play that way and just continue to grind at it, those things will even out. And then, you know, they evened out faster than I thought. And, you know, and we were able to, you know, we took a little lead at the end of the first half, and then it went back and forth. I mean, then it was a more common, I think, Lone Star game where it was they were up, we were up, and until we were able to get a little bit of a distance there in the last 7-6 minutes.
We talked throughout from really the time of the press conference and getting your contract, you know, lined up and all that from this entire offseason up until the season launching. And I do believe this, for every new coach, this is year zero. So, you know, it'll show up on your career record. It'll show up in all those kind of things. But in terms of evaluation and talent and the postseason meeting we have this year, maybe a little bit, it'll be a little bit different. Every year's a little bit different, but we use that term just to make sure we understand new program coming in, had to scramble, recruiting started late, you know, had to catch up and see where, you know, Coach Walker was with some players and transition that into your recruiting philosophy. But in the vein of that year zero, you know, obviously 6-0 league mark, one loss overall so far, that may not be the way we finish, but it's a different kind of challenge. You know, we're not having to, okay, hey, we're 1-5. We got to just play out the string here, try to get a good seating in the conference tournament. Talk about the juggle of that, because you want your guys maintaining confidence. You want them thinking 7-0, you know, one at a time, and just keep building on that. But how do you juggle that based on what you thought the summer before you rolled a ball out or did one defensive drill, what this year zero was going to look like?
Yeah, you know, I try not to look at our schedule, and, you know, I know some coaches do it, like, oh, we can win this game, check where, or this one might be tough. Try not to do that at all, just because, you know, as we met in April, you know, I had a plan. You know, it's one thing to have a plan, and then you got to execute it, and then and things got to go right. And that's what was so exciting about this opportunity, is that the foundation that Coach Walker, the athletic department, and the university have set for men's basketball and the success it's had for many years, it makes it so much easier to come in and roll with it. You know, we didn't take a program that had been struggling for numerous years. We didn't take a program that didn't have the resources to be successful. You know, so from that standpoint, you know, and then you go out and recruit. And, you know, I've been recruiting for 10 years, obviously, to different institutions. I've recruited to here before, though. That was the key. I recruited to here. I knew, you know, I knew about the City of Commerce. I knew about the university. I knew the what makes this place great. And that's easy to sell if you already know what makes it great versus taking a job. Maybe you've never been there before, the interview process, and you're trying to go on the fly. And it's maybe not genuine because you haven't lived it yet. But everything, you know, through the recruiting process has been genuine because it's what I believe about this place, what I know about this place. And that allowed us to, you know, sign really talented basketball players that are, you know, good student-athlete fits for this institution. And you know, you got to get lucky in that process. You know, everyone that we brought in has produced the way we thought they would. You know, and you need some guys to produce more than you think. And it just, over the course of, you know, you had 10 guys, you don't expect everyone to play well. And it's really been the case. And to give them a lot of credit for buying into me, buying into our staff and what we're trying to do, and going out and producing. Because at the end of the day, we're not on the floor. So when the ball tips up, you know, they got a plan, but they got to decide to execute that plan, play with one another, and be a team and try to win. And that's, we've been able to do that so far. So we hope we can continue that.
Great points. Two quick questions before we let you go tonight. You mentioned the City of Commerce. Von Rosenberg's getting very, very close on moving into the house, and talk about that process. I think you've moved, what, four times since you got here? And just kind of bounced around 75428 a little bit.
You're on a run, though. Do you actually want to move into the house yet?
Yeah. Well, I'm not superstitious. Just like I cut my beard the night before we played Midwestern.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Yeah.
But, no, it's been, you know, just like everything, you know, it's been a whirlwind. We, which I had never done the first time I was here. I'd never stayed at the Magnuson, especially for 3 weeks. So,
with dogs
and, my, beautiful wife, Sarah, and our little son, Jackson. So that was an interesting, experiment, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved into an apartment, while we were looking for a
rental house. Shane McMurray, you forgot that.
Oh, that was, yeah, you're right. That was before.
I mean, that I know
that
like,
wasn't chaotic though. That was the normalcy actually.
I'm glad
when
you
I
think
got
that.
The wife and we got the wife and son down here.
Yeah, that's right. That was we were pretty low maintenance. We let you in and out.
Absolutely.
It's been great. It's been great. We're looking forward to having you guys part of the community, and I think that's what early February is that kind of the target.
At some point in February.
Good. Yeah.
Not ready. So right in the middle of conference season, ready for it. Perfect.
Right after the truck unloads, and we get on the bus for Frisco for the league tournament.
I was going to say, we can take it with us on the road, too, if it helps.
I got to check with our compliance office, but we might have 13 players helping with that moving situation.
Tonight's opponent, Lon, I think, in his 29th, maybe 30th year now, or something along those lines. I've gained a lot of respect for him as an athletic director in this league in my third year here, and now having coached and played against Sam, he and Sam having a long time personal friendship outside of the coaching battles. You as an assistant coach in this league at multiple stops obviously have admiration, and a lot of things that the Texans do, certainly from a success perspective, is sort of our model. You know, we talk about investing class, who is our model, and they've got enough, you know, conference, regional, and, you know, national tournament appearances for us to certainly consider them a model in terms of on-court success.
Absolutely. The first time I heard about Tarleton when I was a freshman in junior college trying to play college basketball, a couple of the Collin County alumni had played there. But, you know, they've been successful for a long time, and you don't do that just by recruiting good players and you have success because they built a foundation and everyone believes in that foundation, and it, you know, they just trade players as the process of guys graduating and new players come in, but, you know, their teams play the same way. It's almost like they got the same players on the floor they had 10 years ago, and that shows what they've done, and you know, I've respected it, and we're going to continue to respect it, and that's mm-hmm. That's what I told our team is we got to respect every opponent, but, you know, Tarleton's been at the top of the men's basketball Lone Star for a long time. And,
sure.
You know, we're trying to knock them off, and we're trying to go on our run and start our program to hopefully be looked at that one day. So, you know, this game's really important for us. You know, we throw out Tarleton. It's very important for us because we want to end this home. You know, in the Lone Star Conference, you got to win your home games. And Tarleton's the next home game, and we got to take care of business. We got to be ready to go when the ball tips 7:30 tonight.
Absolutely, and I think that the one thing that has been impressive to watch is we don't back down. We've gone on the road. We haven't, you know, just played perennial bottom feeders in this first six games. There's no off nights in this league, as you and Jason have both touched on. So tonight, 5:30 and 7:30, we're going to have you back next week. We'll have the Tarleton game to wrap up. You get a little 9-day break, so we'll talk, as you know, obviously not specifics. We can talk. Next week we'll spend a lot of time talking about our early signees and just kind of talking about what you and your staff have encountered in these first few months of recruiting and bringing a new staff together. So have a little bit of basketball to wrap up from Tarleton, hopefully a 7-0 start, and then take a little bit of a break before we go on the road next week for a big one at Permian Basin NWT, which will be the ESPN National Division II Game of the Week showcase. I'm looking forward to that.
Don't forget that part.
Yeah.
I see that face. Don't forget that part.
We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about it next week, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be my first road game of the season coming back from the NCAA convention, so really appreciate the time today. And I look forward to continuing 2018 the way we started it here at home.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. That wraps up this week's edition of Lions Roar here on KETR and the Lions Sports Network. I think we'll talk about it. We don't know where we'll be next week. We know we'll be back on the air Tuesday at noon, and look forward to having our crowd tune back in. But lots of luck to our men's and women's basketball teams. We'll get updates from George Pincock and as we mentioned, Coach Carthel on recruiting, and have Coach Ron McCosco later on in the spring. And just looking forward to another great 2018 of Lions sports the way we left it off in 2017.
Don't forget softball.
Softball's right around the corner. That's right. We'll have Coach Brewster in here in early February after he's gotten through the kinks of winter workouts, and hopefully we'll lure up some good weather for him outside. He coaches one of those outside sports that you can't rely on, you know,
I don't know how they do it.
Sunny and 72 every day. So anyway, thanks again for joining us on Lions World. We'll see you back here next week.